You are about to hear the Travel World radio show. Travel World is a one-hour travel magazine. We send satellite automation tones for your convenience. A 25 hertz tone signals you to switch to your own local programming. A 35 hertz tone signals you to switch back to our program. And now, a few words about our show timing. The show itself begins at 5 minutes past the hour. This break is for local news, weather, and sports as provided by you, our affiliate radio stations. The show is broken up into four parts. There are three commercial breaks between these parts. Each break is 4 minutes long, and they air at 15 minutes past the hour, 30 minutes past the hour, and 45 minutes past the hour. The show ends at 59 minutes and 30 seconds past the hour. The last 30 seconds are for local station identification. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information. Travel World is produced in Montreal. If you wish to run Travel World on your station, please contact Willem Backus at 514-861-3488. That's 514-861-3488. We also invite you to visit our website for affiliation information. Our website is www.travelworldradio.com. Travel World is licensed on a bartered basis, provided that the show is aired intact and that the first 2 minutes of each break are aired as is, without change. You may replace the second 2 minutes of each break with your own local ads. We do require that you inform us that you did run the show and when. We accept standard syndication affidavits. You may rebroadcast the show as many times as you wish, and you may distribute it freely, provided that it is aired intact. You may not cut out segments of the show without our prior written permission. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information.
Overweight? Tried to lose weight? Find it impossible? You should know that dieting will never work because there is no such thing as willpower. According to the Federal Center for Disease Control, the concept that willpower will lead to weight loss is a myth and responsible for a sharp increase in obesity. There are hardcore dieters that have gone through life-threatening procedures such as stomach stapling and liposuction. It's all unnecessary. Fat Destroyer, a new easy-to-take herbal supplement, will eliminate fat, ugly cellulite, and a fat gut safely with no hunger pangs at all. Fat Destroyer naturally burns away fat. A miracle. Fat Destroyer is based on research done at Harvard University and other leading research centers, and even written up in the Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Lose weight the only way that works. To try Fat Destroyer risk-free through this special radio offer, call 1-800-851-5313. To achieve your weight loss goals, don't delay. Call 1-800-851-5313. That's 1-800-851-5313.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
I'm here with Fearless Janice, the woman who has devoted her life to trying anything. Now, she's about to prove it to us by eating a cinder block sandwich.
You got it, Dan. I feel it's important to be adventurous.
Janice, is it true that you ate the wheels off a car, drank a quart of milk with your tear duct, and then passed 35 feet of rope through your intestinal tract?
All in the same afternoon, Dan.
Janice, is there anything out there you wouldn't try?
Well, that's a no-brainer. Cigarettes, of course.
You wouldn't try a cigarette? Oh, come on.
No, you come on, Dan. Do you know what's in a cigarette? Nicotine, an addictive drug. I said I was adventurous, not stupid. Just thinking about being addicted gives me an upset stomach.
You'll try a cinder block sandwich, but you won't try a cigarette?
Question, Dan. Have you ever heard of anybody getting hooked on cinder blocks?
Well, that's the word. Apparently, it's safer to try a carburetor milkshake than it is to try smoking, because the intestinal distress will last only a few days, but smoking can last the rest of your life. A message from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite.
Yeah, baby.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite. Willem Back is here in studio, and Steve Pickford in Studio West, Beaconsfield, once again this morning. Steve, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Oh, doing just fine. We have a special guest on the line who might have enjoyed our anti-smoking public service announcement that we got from the Massachusetts Department of Health. Noel Reese joins us online, who's author of a book. Noel, welcome to Travel World.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
And tell us a little bit more about your book and how this can help our listeners achieve what they may be looking for in the new year.
Sure. The name of the book is New Hope, Avoiding Lung Cancer, and about half of the book is devoted to helping people quit smoking. The other half talks about what to look out for if you've been a smoker in the past who quit, but you're still concerned about the possibility of getting lung cancer as you get older and become more likely to get the disease.
Now, how many people are smoking approximately in North America these days?
There's a pool of 90 million past and present smokers. Of those who continue to smoke or who are still smoker, that number is about 44 million, a very large number.
Now, they found nicotine very, very addictive, and that is really the main reason why they can't get off it.
That's precisely true. It's been said that nicotine is as addictive as cocaine and heroin. And in fact, I've interviewed people who have been cocaine addicts, and they've told me it was tougher to quit smoking than it was to quit the cocaine habit.
Now, there are many good reasons why smokers should quit.
Absolutely. The most important being life expectancy. Smoking, on average, reduces the life of an American male by 13.2 years and of an American female by 14.5 years. The sooner people who smoke quit, the more of that life expectancy they will gain back.
Now, people will say it's so hard to quit and they've gone through different programs, but quitting can be quite easy if you really follow a program.
Perhaps not easy, but it certainly is possible. Already more than 45 million Americans have quit the habit, so if that many people can quit, obviously other people who are smokers now can quit as well. And in fact, most of the present smokers say they would like to quit if they could. I say that there are three things someone needs to do if they want to have the greatest chance of success. A person who doesn't do these three things is going to be successful quitting cold turkey in about one case out of 20. Do the three things and the odds get better. They become one in three of quitting on the first attempt. Most people, of course, even two out of three who do the three steps I talk about, are going to have some trouble and going to have to try two or three times before they're successful. These are the three things. First of all, you've got to resolve to quit and choose a date when you're going to do that. I recommend that people choose a memorable date like January 1st for New Year's resolutions or a birthday or some other holiday where you'll be able to remember, this is the day I quit, it's now one day, it's now a week, it's now 2 weeks, it's a month, it's a year, it's 10 years, it's 15 years since I quit. That's the reason for the memorable date. That's the first thing to do. Second thing to do is to think about what you're going to do for replacement behaviors to smoking. I recommend that people use nicotine replacement simply because they've been shown to be quite effective. I'm talking about the things that you can get over the counter or with a doctor's prescription. The nicotine replacements include gums and things you can inhale and patches that you can make adhere to your skin, things like that. Some of these are over-the-counter. Some stronger ones require a doctor's prescription. There's another whole class of therapy. It's a feel-good drug that doesn't involve nicotine. The generic name is bupropion, but it goes by other trade names depending on who the manufacturer is. You need a doctor's prescription for that.
So these drugs can really help people quit smoking if, you know, you go to the doctor and you put that plan in progress.
Absolutely. It's been shown without any question that the replacements do help. If people are afraid of chemical replacements for nicotine. There are other things they can do. It can be something as simple as lifesavers or hard candies that you can suck on instead of smoking when you feel the urge to smoke. Something you can hold in your hand to replace the hand-to-mouth gratification that normally goes on in smoking behavior.
Now, people sometimes find it easier if they have a support group to fall back on.
Absolutely, and that's the third thing that I recommend and the third thing that research indicates is helpful. The support group can be something as simple as members of your family who want to help you out, support you, or it can be a group that you formally join and go to meetings with. It can be something as simple as calling a quit line. Most states, many countries have these quit lines that are free. If people are really curious about them, check with your state health department or check the big charities like the Lung Association or Cancer Society, and they can hook you up with a support group.
Have you found that more people, in particular maybe one ethnic group or one area of the country or different particular backgrounds, are more susceptible to nicotine addiction than others?
There is a genetic predisposition, apparently, to nicotine addiction. We're just beginning to learn about that and the specific genes that are involved. As for becoming groups that become more addicted, if you take out the genetic factor, then there was a time when it was mostly men who smoked. But since the Surgeon General's report was issued in the United States in 1964, male smoking has been on the decline. Just about the same time as that report was issued in 1964, however, the tobacco industry launched a big campaign to encourage women to smoke. So now you find that women are a more vulnerable population than men simply because more of them began smoking in 1964 at a time when many men were quitting. There also is a little bit of a predisposition among blacks to be more vulnerable to lung cancer and the other diseases that are caused by smoking.
Now, what are some of the other medical problems other than lung cancer that one can attribute to smoking?
An entire range of problems. Lung cancer accounts for about 170,000 deaths in the United States per year, but smoking overall accounts for almost 500,000 deaths per year. And the other diseases that are involved include heart attacks, strokes, emphysema, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, and vulnerability to other forms of cancer than just lung cancer. Prostate cancer, for example, and breast cancer are linked to smoking.
And certainly it impacts that whole quality of life for many, many years, particularly as one gets older.
Absolutely. One of the things we say somewhat lightheartedly here in Georgia considered a law last year, and Georgia is where I live, of course, and where I'm talking from, to ban smoking in public places. And the smokers said they were going to get together for a big demonstration at the state capitol, and they did, but it only lasted for 3 minutes because everybody got out of breath and had to sit down and rest.
That certainly, I guess, kind of gives you the whole impression, creates that whole image in your mind of how it would all occur.
Absolutely. It's not a good way to end your last years when you should be having fun in life.
Well, I mean, I've seen that close and firsthand. I mean, not only Stephen's mother, but my own father, their quality of life has been severely destroyed by virtue of cigarette smoking. So it's one of the things. You say people, well, you live to a ripe old age, and hey, you know, smoking the whole time. Yet how much longer would you have lived, and how much better would you have lived had you not? And that's a very important consideration.
Absolutely. And how much more money would you have saved if you hadn't been spending it on cigarettes, which have become quite expensive in New York. It can be as much as $7.50 a package.
Well, around here, I personally have no idea what the price is, but I do know that it's very, very expensive, according to the people that I do know around here. The other thing you mentioned about women smoking more, I find it particularly alarming, and statistics have shown these days, that while teenage smoking among boys is way down in startups and things, the big, big surge in smoking is occurring among teenage girls. And I don't, you know, many people have thought about also methods of helping discourage that, but one of the things that ought to be done is something along the lines of social ridicule, I would say.
Absolutely, and certainly that's been tried, and it has been shown to be effective because young people are very interested in esteem. And I might mention, incidentally, the reason that females, young females...
Hold that for the other side of the break. We're taking a break on the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. Stay with us.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show by satellite.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite, all the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Hey, how about a root beer?
Come travel down the highway of dreams. Full-bodied flavor in a root beer that screams. Get your lips on Route 66. Indulge yourself, sassafras out of town. Grab one for the road. Pop your top down, get your lips.
Roadside Beverage Company, Charlottesville, Virginia.
Take your dream trip aboard Via Rail's Transcontinental, Toronto to Vancouver. Ride Via Rail Canada's train number one, the Canadian. See the beauty of the Canadian Shield in silver and blue. Explore the famous park car in the Bullet Lounge. Enjoy 360-degree visibility in the scenic dome. See the great forests and wildlife as you pass by. Experience Via's superb dining as you take in the view. Enjoy fun activities in the Skyline car and sleep in the comfort and privacy of your own bedroom. Experience true luxury on rails. See the prairies and take in the majestic Rocky Mountains. You'll ride in relaxed comfort, just like the golden age of rail. Via Rails Canadian, the train of dreams. Take your dream trip today. Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Attention investors, are you looking for above average returns and willing to take a calculated and an educated risk in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. Barclay's a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery. Futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energy markets, specifically unleaded gasoline. Energy prices have been on the move. Worldwide demand has been on the rise. OPEC has been keeping a lid on supplies. Learn how to leverage over 420,000 gallons of unleaded gas in today's marketplace. Discover the tremendous power of leverage. Call Barclay Financial right now for a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 1-800-825-8998. That's 1-800-825-8998. Barclay Financial. Mystery solved.
Dancing. Learn to dance at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Dancing is fun, it's great exercise, and it builds confidence. It sure beats aerobics. Dancing feels great, and you'll look great. You can go alone or with a partner. At Arthur Murray, their instructors are friendly, professional, and you'll learn at your own pace. Arthur Murray teaches ballroom, Latin, and popular new dance styles, like the merengue, cha-cha, tango, waltz, rock and roll, the hustle, swing, and more. Don't worry if you have two left feet, because everybody starts somewhere. And before long, you'll be amazed at your progress. At Arthur Murray, your program will include one-on-one lessons, group lessons, and practice sessions. Plus, you can practice in their studio anytime at no additional cost. They're open at hours that are convenient to you, weekdays from 1 to 11 p.m., and on Saturdays by appointment. You'll look great and you'll feel better. Call Arthur Murray today and get ready to dance. Call today, because your first lesson is free. Arthur Murray Dance Studio, Brunswick Boulevard, near Sources Road in Dollard, telephone 421-9710. That's 421-9710.
Travel and Lifestyles Programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. Willem Back is here in studio in Montreal. Stephen Pickford, Studio West, Beaconsfield. And on the line, we have a special guest discussing the topic of cigarette smoking and quitting it. These days, as you travel, more and more places are becoming non-smoking, and it's to your advantage in many, many ways to lick the habit. Now, Noel Reese is online, who's written the book on quitting. We were talking before the break about teenage smoking and one of the reasons why teenage girls are picking up the cigarettes, unfortunately, far more than teenage boys. Noel?
Sure. The reason seems to be, based on survey research, that teenage girls are more likely than teenage boys to have low self-esteem, and there's a high correlation between smoking and low self-esteem.
Well, a lot of the times the word that I get is they think it's the cool thing to do, and it kills me every time, because you get some of these girls, and they're such lovely-looking young ladies, and then they pull out a cigarette, and it totally destroys the image. To them, they think they're being cool, but you know, to an average outside observer, you're going, oh, God, no. And that's really a sad thing. And getting that message across, I don't know how.
Part of the problem, I think, is some of the cigarette company advertising that's been done over the years, beginning with the Virginia Slims campaign back in the 1960s, that associated the feminist movement with cigarette smoking. And to some extent, I think cigarettes have been sold to females on that basis. And, of course, what needs to be done is to convince those females that down the road they're not going to be altogether happy if they have chronic obstructive pulmonary disease or cancer, breast, lung
cancer. Well, a lot of people, see, that's the thing about all the anti-smoking campaigns over the year. People are just harping on the negative, and that doesn't do a darn thing, because one thing for sure, here in Canada, we've actually taken more than half the pack, and we're printing pictures of diseased lungs, dead babies, and you know what's happening? People are collecting them like playing cards. I mean, I swear, Dennis Leary was right. You could actually put a skull and crossbones, call it tumors, and people would be lining up around the block to buy these things. So something else has got to happen. I mean, the big thing, yes, low self-esteem and all that, but what it is, and that's directly related to the whole idea of trying to look cool, what's got to be done is to make it socially unacceptable. Like if someone figures that they're going to look dumb if they're going to pick up a cigarette, they're not going to do it.
Well, again, part of the problem is that the cigarette companies greatly advertise their products, while the state agencies that might do something to encourage people to quit or not to begin at all are not spending very much. Let me put a number in perspective, if I may. Here in Georgia, the Master Tobacco Settlement Agreement of 1999 resulted in Georgia getting $512 million a year from the tobacco companies. That's just the state of Georgia in the United States. How much of that money is going to tobacco prevention programs, particularly programs targeted at young people? The state's 2006 budget's less than $30,000 out of $512 million to tobacco prevention.
And where's that other money going? In whose pocket are we lining?
But other state programs, it's not going to tobacco prevention. Meanwhile, the tobacco companies are spending an estimated $13 billion a year to advertise the product.
Oh, naturally.
It isn't quite so visible, but it's out there.
Oh, no, for sure. I mean, we all remember the Virginia Slims campaign, the You've Come a Long Way, Baby, and you see this woman with a cigarette in her fingers, and I can't think of something more disgusting than seeing a woman pick up a cigarette. But further, I mean, seriously, even Stephen, when he's going downtown, you know, you look at something and suddenly this is, we joke about one particular friend of ours, and Stephen was going to travel down to the States with this lady, and we call it the smokemobile, because this woman generates more smoke than the steel mills of Pittsburgh. I mean, seriously, you got to bring a change of shirt. And even myself, when I want to go out and see, you know, I don't know, a rock and roll band play or something like that, I got to wash the clothes right away because of the stench of cigarettes. And what's not done at all is anything remotely related to making it socially unacceptable to smoke. Worse than that, I mean, you mentioned the advertising dollars. What about Zig Ziglar's idea? You remember the motivational speaker out of Dallas, originally from Mississippi. His idea was to bribe the tobacco farmers into growing something else on the land.
Of course, that's being done now. Some of the tobacco settlement money is going to help those tobacco farmers get into other crops. And there have been campaigns that have been extremely successful in encouraging young people not to begin smoking. California has had a very good program. Massachusetts has had a very good program. If I were a state that was looking to do something to reduce smoking among teens, I would look particularly to those states.
Yeah, well, when you describe some of the programs, I mean, you mentioned that they're effective. Now, how do they achieve their effectiveness? Here in Canada, we have a campaign called Stupid.ca. One memorable TV commercial, you see a kid in the woods in hunting season, dressed in camouflage, but with antlers on his head, and he says, "You think this is stupid? Try picking up a cigarette." And that's one of the things I find particularly amusing. And finally, they're using words like stupid and in relation to smoking.
I think the effect of advertising has relied more on humor appeals than on fear appeals. The young people are receptive to humorous pitches, but they are not so receptive to threats. When you're young, you're immortal, and if somebody says, hey, you're going to die in 50 years from this behavior of yours, that isn't much of a threat to a young person. Whereas making fun of the people who smoke, that seems to work pretty well.
Well, absolutely, because no kid wants to be made fun of. Although, I mean, even 6 months down the road, that's forever to a kid. But even adults, and particularly here in Canada, I mean, threats don't work. You look at somebody say, oh, bad things are going to happen to you. They go, yeah, tell me more. I mean, you know, how much worse can it possibly get? So people really don't care about threats. Threats just don't work. Maybe they'll work for about 5 or 10 minutes, but after that, forget it. I mean, you take my father, who was in the hospital, got himself, even someone who's gone through it, he had 6 bypasses, there's only 4 arteries, and he comes out of the hospital, 1 year later, he's picking up the cigarettes again. Well, what are you going to do? Even family arguments are not going to stop. In fact, that just makes it worse. I don't know if Steven's had similar experience in his family. I mean, his mom's been in and out of the hospital lately, and still, cigarettes.
As soon as she got out of the hospital, boy.
You know, it's puff,
lit
puff,
up again.
Puff, 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 puff. So what do you do about it? And then you have people who find it easy. Now, the thing is, as far as having compassion, too, that's an important element on non-smokers, and especially nouveau non-smokers, because a lot of them will sit there and they'll start preaching from the pulpit. Well, that just makes it worse on the people who are smoking, because I'll tell you this. My father, he quit smoking twice, once for 10 years, once for 15 years. And some people don't understand. You pick up the cigarette, it's got you for life, like malaria. Although there are some people who have preached to me that they've been able to give up the habit easily. My girlfriend, for instance, she quit smoking a year ago, hasn't looked back. Well, God bless her. Anybody who's managed to put together more than a week straight, as far as I'm concerned, that's quite an achievement, because I, too, have spoken to people who've been on various different kinds of drugs. I mean, all the different kinds of narcotics you can possibly name, and they're telling me far and away the toughest thing for them to give up was cigarettes. So there's got to be something done to prevent people from picking it up in the first place.
There again, when you talk about some people find it easy to quit and other people find it very difficult to quit, it appears, based on research that is still developing, that about a fourth of the population carries a gene that makes them especially vulnerable to becoming addicted to nicotine.
Sure.
And that probably explains why some people find it more difficult than others to quit, that they carry the addiction gene.
This whole thing about addictions, man, that's one incredibly difficult topic to broach. If only because, I mean, you've seen the episodes, there's a show on A&E called Airline, and even there, you'll see people, in spite of all the warnings, in spite of all the things we know about it, will sit there and will try to disable the airline, the airplane smoke detector, to smoke in the washroom. And even if they're getting arrested at the end, they don't care. They want their candy. I mean, we live in a get candy mentality. And, you know, what is it, and maybe some people ought to ask, what do you think, Noel, what is it that will finally get these people to say, you know what, not today?
I wish I knew the answer to that. Many things have been tried, and nothing has been perfect. We still have 44 million smokers left in the world, despite all of the warnings that are out there. We might incidentally mention one thing, and that is, why is it that cigarette smoking gives a pleasant feeling to people, even though there are more than 50 poisons in cigarette smoke? And the answer to that, if anybody really is interested, is this. There's a chemical in the brain called acetylcholine, and when we do something that is pleasant to us, like petting a dog or hugging someone we love or eating a pizza even, acetylcholine causes a release of another chemical called dopamine. Mm-hmm. Dopamine is a feel-good chemical. We come to associate feeling good with this release of dopamine in the brain. Nicotine, unfortunately, mimics acetylcholine.
We got 30 seconds, actually 20 seconds, before we got a wrap-up. So what's the name of the book, and where can we get it?
The name of the book is New Hope Avoiding Lung Cancer. You can get it at Amazon.com or just put the words Avoiding Lung Cancer or New Hope into a Google search engine, and that ought to take you to all kinds of places.
Noel Reese, thanks for being on the Travel World Radio Show. This is Willem Backus. Stay
thanks
tuned, and we're going to have Jerry Wachtel after the break.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show by satellite.
Vacation time can mean a heart-rending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
De Capua's Photography. Quality professional photography services for all occasions. Let De Capua's put their 20 years of industry experience to work for you. Entertainers and models, commercial, industrial, and aerial photography, portfolios and portraits, people, places or things, studio or on location. Your satisfaction is the focus at De Capua's Photography. Stop in at 913 East 2nd Street, Reno, Nevada, or visit our webpage and sample our work at nav.to/DeCapua. That's DeCapua. Call Gary at De Capua's Photography to plan your special occasion or business photos. 329-8810. 329-8810. Capture that special moment that will last you a lifetime. De Capua's Photography. 329-8810. You'll like what we see.
Feel the warmth the instant you step aboard the airline that takes you to more of Mexico, Latin America, and beyond. Mexicana Airlines. Whether you experience a new level of service in our executive or tourist class, whether you're traveling on business or pleasure, you'll enjoy a choice of hot entrees, open bar, and leg room to spare, all at the lowest possible fares. Come, fly with us in a world of style like no other. At Mexicana Airlines, we think the world of you.
Mexicana Airlines, amazingly close to Mexico and Latin America, with over 40 destinations to offer you in Mexico, Central and South America, and the Caribbean. Whether it's a quick getaway or an extended vacation, let Mexicana help you plan your dream vacation. Enjoy the excellent in-flight service and outstanding on-time performance. Call toll-free from the United States and Canada at 1-800-531-7921 or contact your local travel agent. Also, visit our website. Website at Mexicana.com.
Do you have trouble remembering things lately? Normally, there are a major amount of fat cells in your head, causing difficulty in oxygen reaching your brain. As we age, this condition worsens, causing memory loss, dementia, and worse. Memory loss is not random, accidental, or inevitable. It is reversible if treated properly. The all-natural, safe Ultra Memory is a result of research conducted at Harvard and leading universities. Studies show that the herb ginkgo can dramatically slow the effects of aging on memory and even improve memory function in healthy young people as well. Ultra Memory contains ginkgo in easy-to-take capsule form. Ultra Memory will help you live a full, functioning life. Find out why leading researchers call Ultra Memory Brain Tonic. To try Ultra Memory risk-free, call 1-800-952-3494. Call now and save an additional 20%. 1-800-952-3494. That's 1-800-952-3494.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. And we have online, Willem Backus, first of all, in Montreal, Stephen Pickford in Studio West Beaconsfield. On the line, we got Jerry Wagschel from New York. And Jerry just took a trip to Utah. Jerry, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Willem. Hey, Stephen. How are you doing?
Good morning, Jerry.
Listen, yeah, I'll tell you a little bit about skiing in Utah. It's quite the place to ski. It's probably one of the best places to ski in the world.
I mean, Jerry, why can I barely hear you?
Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, it's a little better now.
I'm talking right into the phone. I'll keep going here.
All right, go for it.
I didn't want to over-modulate. So it's probably some of the best skiing in the world. If you've seen those films where, you know, you see the guys kind of like those lean guys in all their fancy ski wear kind of skiing down the mountain at a very high incline with all that snow kind of going into their faces.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and that was Jerry Wagschel you were actually seeing.
Yeah, sure. Jerry Wagschel 20 years ago, a lot more hair and a lot lighter. But anyway, that's the kind of skiing that it is possible to do in Utah, because I'll tell you why that is. Basically, it has an incredible annual snowfall of 500 inches. And this
500
year,
inches?
500 inches of snow. And this year alone, they've already, since the season isn't even finished, it's already way past the average amount of snowfall.
Oh,
we were there. There was like feet and feet of snow, and it kept snowing and snowing and snowing. And the other reason, so that's the biggest reason, is that you can do that kind of skiing in Utah. The other thing that makes Utah a really good choice for a person that wants to ski or snowboard, of course, is the access. And basically, you've got, hard to believe, but 1,000 flights landing every day in Salt Lake City, which is, you know, really very close to the 11 resorts. So there's two, you know, very big, strong reasons to come. Like I say, the skiing, because of the incredible snowfall, you can, what you get the opportunity to do is ski on powder, which I'll be talking a little about in a little while. Something on the East Coast that you can do, but, you know, there's all kinds of different words they have for it. And one of the things I'm going to be talking to you about is something that says, there was so much powder, I had to ski with a snorkel. But I'll tell you about that in a little bit.
Snorkel skiing.
Snorkel skiing. I mean, basically the idea is that just you're skiing down, and the snow's coming up. Nobody's ever really, you know, used a snorkel, we don't think, but it's just that there's so much powder that's where the expression came from.
Oh, yeah, it's a nice, rich skiing experience. Are these the Wasatch Mountains?
Those are, I'm gonna be telling you about, I'm not sure exactly what all the different ranges are called, but I know what some of them are called, and I can tell you about three different resorts that we visited when we were there. The first one is called Sundance. You might have heard of this one already because it was made famous by Robert Redford. You know, everybody knows pretty much about the Sundance Film Festival. I remember reading a little bit lately about Pamela Anderson had some kind of fight with her boyfriend over there recently.
Among other places, yeah.
A big, you know, international film festival set up by, you know, mainly for you know, it started off being, you know, for independent filmmakers. It still has a strong independent component. But, and, you know, at that time, Park City gets, you know, flooded with all these people from the West and East Coast, you know, trying to make deals and show their films.
Sure.
But there's something else about Sundance, and that just finished, that is the ski resort that's there. And the interesting thing is, it really, Robert Redford picked up this, bought this land in 1969. And basically, he decided, you know, against the advice of, you know, people from New York who were basically telling him to develop it heavily, he said, you know what, I'm not going to do this. I'm going to do this my own way. And so I call this mountain like the strong, you know, this resort, the strong silent resort, you know.
Uh-huh.
It's
strong silent type.
The strong silent type of resort, yeah, exactly. Like him, it's not overstated. It's an understated place, although it's very luxurious and has a lot of, in terms of the cabins, are, you know, very, they're, you know, done in this sort of kind of, I have this kind of Native Indian motifs and all this, you know, beautiful, you know, some carpets, but it's very tasteful and, you know, fireplaces, but it's not at all like high rise, you know, there are no high structures at all. In fact, the entire little area is kind of nestled in the side of the mountains. It's called the Timpanogos region. And basically, if you're trying to understand what it looks like around there, has any of you guys seen the film Jeremiah Johnson?
No, I have not.
Okay, that was this movie where this sort of nature man kind of out there, I think he's, you know, on his own for like a long time. And it was Robert Redford that was in the film, and it was his film. And basically, a lot of it was shot there.
Okay.
So it gives you an idea of what kind of a place it is. It's, you know, the impression that you can get of the area is that it seems to be more of a family ski place, or a place where people go who are, you know, couples and that sort of thing, because it's very romantic. Inexpensive. I mean, the season's pass is basically in the range of $350, which is extremely cheap.
Yeah, I know. It's very reasonable. Okay.
Just to give you an example of a couple of things that, you know, Redford has done differently than other resorts. And first of all, like I say, there's no condominiums or towers or any of that sort of stuff. Even though it still has 41 runs that spread over, you know, about 450 acres of snow, there's other things that are on the resort that are quite interesting. For example, there's an art shack where you can basically, you know, learn how to make jewelry and get involved in pottery or watercolors. I know you guys are big on watercolors and charcoal, so I thought I'd bring that up.
Oh, yes. Body painting, yes.
Stephen likes the body painting. It reminds me a bit of the lady who made her own paints and made her own wallpaper when we were out in Cooperstown, Wendy Weeks, actually.
So, you know, there are other things besides skiing to do, but and of course there's a spa at Sundance called the Spa Sundance, and it's inspired by the Sioux concept of Hokaka, which is a sacred environment for the restoration and healing of the body and spirit. I'm now quoting from the website. I didn't go into the spa, but I did meet one of the guys, and one of the things that we did when we were on this trip is basically there were the ski guides who kind of took you around the mountain skiing, and this particular guide was like a retired, very successful sort of CEO type guy, and his wife ran the spa, and the spa is supposed to be just like, you know, perfect. So it's got it's set in kind of wood. There's softly lit treatment rooms, all that sort of stuff. Organic products, North American native traditions. It's special. Now another thing that's special about Sundance is the dining room that they have there, which is called the Tree Room Restaurant. And as you go, I know you guys know quite a bit about dining. It was a recipient of the prestigious AAA Four Diamond Award and the Wine Spectator Award, which, as we know, is a big deal.
Which, and these are very upscale kinds of places, or they can actually have these places with great food and great taste in wine, and they don't necessarily have to be quite so uppity either.
Right, and you know what's interesting that you bring that up, because this is a kind of place, like Robert Redford, it's not an uppity kind of a place. It's a place where you're not eating and you're kind of worrying, like, oh my God, I picked a fork up with my wrong finger or something. It's got that sort of, which is a good place for a guy like me. So it's got it's soft lighting, and it's got sort of some North American art, you know, Native American art from Robert Redford's private collection. Just to give you an example of kind of how it looks, trying to, you know, give you a picture, and everything is like really subdued at this place. It is really is quite an unbelievable place, Sundance. Like I say, though, I mean, and for skiing, there is some challenging skiing. There are some black diamond and, you know, runs up there. There's lots of powder, but you get the sense when you're skiing up there, it's not like it's definitely much smaller than a place like, for example, Park City, which I'll talk to you about in a minute, where you're going to have like all this terrain and all the possibilities of all these different kinds of runs. You're not going to have that. What you're going to have is an experience that's going to, where you're going to have the, you know, incredible food, where you're going to have a chance to un, you know, unwind into like a beautiful cabin. And like, in fact, when you get to the cabins, you can like, there's like these nicely lit little paths, and you can sort of walk, you know, the cabins are all like nicely spread out. And so you really feel like you're not, you know, stepping over somebody else, or it's really, there's
well,
only
I wouldn't
a few...
want to step over other people when I'm walking into my cabin.
Exactly. You wouldn't want to do that. Well, there are some places where I'm sure you can stay where people are literally camped out on your doorstep,
oh,
right?
Jay's rooming house, yes.
Especially rooming house, or when it's during spring break and you happen to go to the wrong ski resort, you know what I mean, or the right one, depending on what you
I don't know, Jerry,
are.
That's just not happened to me. I must, no? I'd like to hear about your stories
well,
there, too.
Well, no, it was college, Jay's, you know,
oh, the
long time ago.
Jerry, we're going to have to take a break right here. We're
okay.
Gonna, pause one more time. We got about 10 seconds about that, but I'd like to hear a little bit more following the break about how great it looks out in the Wasatch Mountains right near, well, stay tuned.
Travel World will continue. Stay listening.
Travel World Radio by satellite.
Get a good night's sleep and still arrive on time for that important business meeting. Via Rail Canada's Constellation Class overnight service between Toronto and Montreal, your hotel on rails. Via Rail will rock you to sleep in the privacy and comfort of your own bedroom. Next morning, arrive refreshed and relaxed, and breakfast is included, so you're downtown and you're ready to go. Aboard Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Mutual Federal, giving peace of mind, will always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Federal, your premier community bank, 100 years and going strong. Mutual Federal Savings Bank.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks and maps, plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loosport Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center. 66 Laurier West between Clark and Cedar Van. Telephone 271-5058.
Language is destiny. Every time you speak, read, or write, you expose the limits of your language. The words you think influence your actions. The words you use are always judged. The words you understand reveal what you know and what you don't know. Now with the Vocabulary Dynamics program, you can take charge of your verbal destiny. Easily master a world-class vocabulary, exude confidence and a command of the English language, and expand your understanding of thousands of new words. And all you have to do is just listen. Developed by Scott Bornstein, international expert in language learning, memory know-how, and test preparation, Vocabulary Dynamics will unlock your genius for language and word use so you'll never be at a loss for words again. If you call now, Scott will drop the price by almost 40%. Call 1-888-813-7974 toll-free right now. 1-888-813-7974 for the Vocabulary Dynamics Program. 1-888-813-7974.
I can read. Three little words parents and grandparents long to hear. I can read. The key that unlocks a lifetime of opportunity. I can read. The road to independence, pride, and self-discovery. Every day, thousands of children struggle needlessly. Every day. Reading remains the goal, not the reality.
If you're looking for a powerful but simple-to-use home study program that goes beyond a game that hooks children on reading, you want Get Ready, Get Set, Read. Developed by a team of leading educational learning and reading specialists, the Get Ready, Get Set, and Read program guides, inspires, and integrates the best approaches for maximum success and reading results. Make a difference. Call toll-free 1-888-813-7975. Mention the station for a 40% discount. Get Ready, Get Set, Read has an unconditional 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-888-813-7975. 1-888-813-7975. Call today.
Across America via satellite, this is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. Willem Backus in Studio Montreal, Stephen Studio West Beaconsfield, Jerry Wagschel on the line from his New York City apartment, discussing his trip to the beautiful area near Salt Lake City, Utah, where he went skiing. Actually, he went to Sundance, and then also he's going to talk about Park City, Utah, and what a beautiful place. You talking earlier, Jerry, about how nice the area looked and whether we had a picture of it. Now, when I flew into Salt Lake City, you're flying into a mountainous region, and the actual approach to the area, the plane's got to go between a little notch between the mountains and then circle around and land at the Salt Lake City airport. But the view around you is just spectacular.
I think that's right. I think it's really nice that you gave a good visual image to everybody when they do come in.
Well, it is radio, after all. We have to give that visual image.
That is good. The thing is, it does kind of strike you when you get there, sort of similar to, like, I guess, kind of landing in a place like Las Vegas as well, but even more so in Utah, you see these mountains sort of the unbelievable mountains, like, surrounding the entire area. And they're all full of snow because there's snow all the time. I mean, I've talked to people from the area. I talked to some of the guys that we were on this trip with that were helping us with from Ski Utah and that were put together the trip. And basically, people there ski. I mean, they ski and they snowboard
all the
because
time.
that's what's happening. You finish work, you go skiing. Some people go skiing, before they go to work, and it kind of makes you almost think, maybe I should move there because I could do all these kind of fun things.
I was seriously considering that myself because talking to the folks at Novell down in Provo, which is almost
right.
The same area, a regular routine for these people, right when they're finished the campus, they'll either go mountain climbing or they're going to go skiing, and I'm telling you, they're having...
Pretty attractive. Let me tell you a little bit about what's going on there, and I'll give you a couple of numbers that people can call. 1-800-SKI-UTAH or www.skiutah.com. Basically, those two places can basically hook you up with any of the places that I've talked about now, sort of like a central, instead of me giving you like eight numbers to call. This is pretty much what you can do, and the website is really good. You can check out each different destination. Another airline that really services the area is Southwest. There are other airlines as well. Southwest does a great job servicing the region from all parts of North America. So let me tell you a little bit about a little bit about Park City. Well, compared to Sundance, it's like going from Saratoga Springs in New York to New York City.
Really?
It's a much bigger place. It's a completely different kind of experience. It's bigger, but it's still very nice. It's an old, Park City is an old mining town, similar in a way to Breckenridge, but bigger. There's actually like a lift that you can take from the town to the top of the mountain, which is
really?
Quite unbelievable. A lot of fun. There's, bars and restaurants and all those kinds of things that you have in basically an old mining ski town. And recently, and some really good ones, I'll talk to you in a little minute, and they have been getting a lot of snow, I would say, over their heads, feet and feet and feet of snow. A little bit about the area. It's got everything in terms of skiing, from deep powder bowls to long groomed runs, beginner slopes, and of course it was the site of the 2002 Olympic Superpipe. The winter Olympics were in Salt Lake City. in 2002. So that was a huge deal for the area and really put it on the map.
Did you try any of those Olympic runs, Jerry?
No, I'm not there yet.
Oh,
maybe
come on.
Maybe in 5 more years, you know, still talking. Maybe I'll tell you. Maybe 10.
Take those suicide ones.
My senior citizen Olympic runs.
You got to wear your cheese helmet when you take the Black Diamond run.
Exactly. So let me see here what we got now. Basically, so, you know, everything from beginner to Olympic, incredible stuff. One of the opportunities that you can ski a whole variety of skiing conditions, Park City, an amazing amount of terrain. You never have to do the same run more than once if you didn't want to. Skiing in something that I think you guys might find enjoyable, this is where you can really do the skiing like the kind I talked about, where the snorkel. You know, so there's, for example, we were skiing on a trip where I was skiing intermediate level. There are people skiing expert level. I'm basically just, skiing very deep inclines, tons of powder, sort of going into the, sort of coming up, just like you would see in the ski films or the ski photography, where there's so much snow that's coming up that you pretty much want to be wearing a snorkel. I skied in something called the mashed potatoes, which is so much snow, and basically it's almost coming up to your knees, and you're still skiing down pretty fast because the snow is very light. So it's not like that heavy snow that's going to actually stop you from moving, if you guys see what I mean.
And did you have butter on your mashed potatoes?
It's kind of like you got butter on your mashed potatoes, exactly. So I didn't say, you guys want to ski the mashed potatoes?
Yeah, when the Expos drop another one to the Little Bears.
Ski the mashed potatoes. Some very nice fine dining in Park City. One of the places that we went to was a restaurant called 350 Main, and it's hard to imagine that this is a restaurant where you could pretty much have top-notch food that could compete with anything in New York City or San Francisco, top wait staff, top food and wine, just like very similar in terms of quality, in terms of the restaurant I was telling you about at Sundance. The food was like really outstanding. Of course, here you are in the middle of Utah, some of the best scenery and the best skiing in the world. Another place to tell you about a little bit more is called the Canyons. And this is a place that's located just 4 miles from Park City's Main Street. And Main Street is the place in Park City where there's the, all the bars and the restaurants and all that stuff, and the place that becomes really alive during the film festival. It's got 3,500 acres of diverse terrain, and it's grown in the last 4 years to become one of the five largest ski resorts in the country.
So you thought you ski down into a canyon?
It is. I'm trying to understand. Yes, in some ways, I think that's about correct.
And then how do you get back up?
Well, there are lifts.
Okay.
The world's longest outdoor staircase.
There are lifts. Basically, so there's interesting. There's some really good skiing in the canyons. A little bit different. I would say that the way I would describe these three areas is the Sundance is like the strong and silent type. The Park City is kind of like it's a big city brother, and then the canyons is kind of like the elegant. I don't know. It's quiet, and yet it's still big, bigger than Sundance, for example. But it's a little bit more subdued,
serene,
than a place like Park City. And there at the bottom, so you got some great skiing. You got 146 trails and 8 separate mountains. There's something also in the canyons that's called the Colony, which I can maybe talk to you about another time. But it's a place where millionaires buy homes and they can basically ski off their properties and ski right onto the, ski right onto the ski hill. But there's some amazing stuff. There's a restaurant there called the Grand Summit, which is, the Cabin Restaurant in the Grand Summit Hotel at the bottom, which is an incredible restaurant that won an award of excellence from Wine Spectator magazine for its wine list. Basically, another great place to ski. Let me give you the numbers again. 1-800-SKI-UTAH and www.skiutah.com to find out about any of the places that we were talking about. Another incredible place too. There's a place where you can have an amazing lunch on top of one of the mountains in the canyons called Lookout Cabin. Amazing upscale food in the middle of the wilderness. Just incredible.
And sounds like you had a fantastic time over skiing in Utah. I know it's got to be a great place because Mitch wants to go back there this year. So
I hear he's going back in a couple of weeks.
Uh-huh. He was there last year. So a lot of great things about that. You got to say something about a place that's willing to do so much promotion for its area, because you know that if they're willing to do that, that has got to be something good.
And I should mention to you one last thing. I don't know how many seconds do I have here.
You have 1 minute.
1 minute, okay.
Then you had a minute de jeu dans Jerry Wag Show.
Well, let me just tell you something else. They did recently something that came in. Basically, just in. Basically, they just finished a ski, some kind of a, talking about the press guys at Ski Utah. They basically went on a little trip where they took some people to see if they could ski 11 different Utah resorts in a single day, and they did. 9 hours and 41 minutes.
That's a lot of skiing. It's very hectic.
A lot of skiing, a lot of different places. That includes the driving and everything, just to prove the accessibility. Now, something I also wanted to mention, I didn't get a chance to mention it too much last week because I ran out of time, but...
like you're going to do this year. Like you're going to do this time, too. Go on.
If you're looking for a trip that's closer to home and you want to be in a place called Ottawa, the Winterlude is coming up there from February 1st to the 17th. If you're on the East Coast...
All right, Jerry, you got 4 seconds.
And I want to mention again the Delta
Ottawa,
a great place to stay, you know, with your family. They have your own suites and all that kind of thing.
All right, Jerry, that's it. Thanks for joining us this week.
More next time.
I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
Bob Cassini Jerry behind the Wagle. Controls and Jerry Wagle. So stay tuned and happy traveling, everybody.
This is the Travel World Radio Network. The Travel World Radio Show is produced in Montreal, Canada on the Travel World Radio Network. For advertising or affiliation information, please visit our website at www.travelworldradio.com or call us at 514-861-3488.